Today on the Chris Weir Audio Experience, we listen to a clip from an episode on March the 18th where Scott and I are talking about marketing. In this particular clip, we're talking about how we approach marketing as practitioners versus being from the agency world or being like an ad agency, thinking like an ad agency. You know, I started in advertising. I did not start on the agency side of the business. I started as a business owner and as a manager and an operator. And that's the same for Scott. And even today, he's not in the marketing world. He does architecture. But the whole concept is we're all marketers first. So enjoy this clip, and you can check out the full episode in all the normal places, YouTube, Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. So enjoy, guys. Thanks. I didn't work for an agency. I didn't come from the agency background. When I started in the agency world, I didn't have a freaking clue what agencies did. I had no idea about the commissions that you get when you do, gotcha. You know, buy ads. I didn't even know how to buy airtime.
Business of an agency.
Oh, yeah. I had no clue.
Although you were a marketer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understood marketing, right? So that I got. I went to school for marketing. I understood marketing very clearly. Marketing is nothing but communication. So I've always been pretty good at communication. That's something that I've always done. But the intricacies of the industry, buying airtime. I didn't even know that you did that. I didn't even know how you did that. Buying merchandise, how to do merchandising, what gross versus net billing is, what Nielsen or Arbitron ratings are, what GRP, gross rating points are. I didn't know any of that mess. I didn't even know that stuff existed, right? Because I came from the business side. I came from management, ownership. I had already owned a company before that. And you're the same way, though. Both of us are in the same, at least from the same background. You have always been on the practitioner side.
Correct.
Right?
Because actually in talking to you before this and just kind of coming down this road here, so I like finding out I actually do market. Even though I am not consciously marketing, I am marketing. Yeah. I am marketing myself.
Yeah.
You know, basically I want someone to buy my services. I have to tell them why I am better than my competitors. Yeah. I am marketing myself.
Well, at the end of the day, if you own a business or if you are providing a service or selling a product or anything, you're a marketer first.
Right.
You know, in the military, we always said everybody has an MOS, a military occupational specialty, I think. Oh, geez, I don't even remember what MOS stands for. There's like 10 million acronyms. I don't remember them all. But whatever the acronym stood for, MOS was your job, right?
Okay.
So like in the military, I was a 92 Yankee, so I did logistics. I was supply sergeant for my unit. I was part of a logistics unit, so we did a lot of whatever. So everybody has their own jobs, but everybody's infantry first. Everybody has to qualify on a weapon. Everybody has to know how to handle themselves in hand-to-hand combat. Every single person in the military, minus chaplains, have to know how to do all this. Chaplains don't carry weapons, and they don't have to learn any of that stuff. But everybody else does, right? So you're infantry first. In business, everybody's marketing first. If you are not, marketing yourself, right? Whether that's word of mouth, whether that is networking, whether that is just your business cards, it's the signs to your business out at the road, whatever it is, right? That's all marketing,
right?
I mean, that's all marketing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So for you, yours is primarily referrals,
right? Word of mouth,
building your network up within your, because you have a very niche industry. You are very focused on a specific vertical, so you just ingrain yourself within that vertical, right?
Right. So like the brokers that get the medical or dental guys, you know, their suites. I want to be in with them so they can recommend me. The contractors who are the ones going to be building it, I want to get in with them. The equipment suppliers who are getting the medical guys their equipment, I want to be in with them and basically selling myself in a good way. But I'm going to bring myself to the table of why I'm the best person to, you know, be hired.
Right. Well, and I think the reason that I'm even bringing that up and the reason I even want to preface that is making sure that in this conversation we're kind of looking at everything from the same lens, right? Because we're looking at it not from the lens of advertising experts. We're looking at it from the lens of business professionals who actually have to put all of this stuff into practice. So it's we don't glorify advertising like agencies do, right? When you talk Nielsen or you talk Arbitron, right? So Nielsen ratings are like for TV, right? So that's the TV ratings. Arbitron is for radio, and there's all these different things that are out there. The stupidest thing that's ever been invented on the face of let me rephrase that. It's the stupidest thing that exists today inside of advertising. It is not the stupidest thing that has ever existed because there wasn't many options. We didn't have the digital age, you know, 20 years ago. So you kind of had to do what you had to do. Nielsen was the best thing. They sent out a survey in the mail. I think they put a couple of dollar bills in there to try to entice you to fill the survey out. You literally fill it in with a number two pencil and you mail it back. That's how Nielsen gets their ratings. So they say your survey is, okay, what do you watch on Mondays at 6 p.m. What? I don't even know what I had for dinner last night. You want me? You know, you. What were you watching 3 weeks ago? And if are you serious? I mean, these are literally the questions that are on there. And what they're trying to do, again, because there were no options 30 years ago, what they're trying to do is figure out, okay, who is watching,
who's watching what
and when and what.
And that can set a standard for what prices are for
exactly
for advertising.
Exactly. And that's because exactly where it comes
where's
from.
Where's the value?
Exactly. And it's basically just grading these TV shows is all that is. That's what Nielsen ratings are. It's saying that these particular shows will yield you this type of, let's call it, return.
Viewage.
Viewage. I like that word.
Viewage. That is a V-I-E-W-A-G-E.
I'm not sure.
Apostrophe QX. Thank you.
No. Let's see if that's it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to Google that. But yeah, so I mean, so, and then when you get that, right? So, okay, so the survey comes in, they're doing all the stuff, they get all of that, and all the information back, and now they produce these big quarterly reports. I think it's a quarter of $1 million per quarter to be able to get the Nielsen report. I mean,
they sell the reports?
It's ridiculous. Right. So, I mean, it is a astronomical price.
There.
Oh, yeah. Most,
good job, Nielsen.
Well, most stations buy them. Most networks. All networks buy these the Nielsen report and all this kind of stuff. They subscribe to the quarterly report. But regardless, you get all these. And then so if I go to buy airtime, right, what has always been done in the advertising industry, as I've, you know, come to learn, is that you buy on points, right? So it's gross rating points. So basically what a gross rating point is saying, okay, there are this much, there's this many potential audience, right? So you have this many people within your potential audience during this particular time. Okay. You want to buy, let's say you want to buy a 30-second TV spot during the evening news. Let's just say that for conversation. What Nielsen does is it'll say, okay, during the evening news, 6 o'clock, 5:30, whatever it is, on this particular channel, there are this many viewers, okay? So your potential reach is X, okay? Your potential frequency with the amount that you're going to buy, how many times they're going to see it. It's the potential of, so let's say for conversation on the evening news, there are 2.5 million viewers. Okay. Let's just say for conversation, right? 2.5 million viewers. So the gross rating points come back and is telling us how many times are those 2.5 million people going to see my ad if I run it, let's say for conversation, 5 times during the week, one time per evening. What is my consistency and frequency? How many times are they going to be able to see it? So we're buying those points, this grade, that says that ad buy at that particular time earns this particular point value. Is basically what that basically what that's saying. Just sitting here explaining that gets complicated. Because then there are 30 different other dimensions that go in that. The demographics, the geographics. Today with the digital world, we have psychographics that get involved. So where are they at? How much money do they make? What are they? So you're
getting, gotcha.
Yeah, and especially when you're buying cable, you have just unlimited number of stations that you can buy from. So you've got to match your demographic to that particular station, that right time, all this kind of stuff. Yada, yada, yada. I'm saying all of that to get down to, that is an extreme overcomplication of communication, in my personal opinion and from my experience. And when you look at it from a practitioner standpoint, as business owners, we couldn't give a flip less about percentages and points. What we care about is that ad going to create results for my business?
Am I going to get someone calling me from that ad?
Is it going to produce value?
Exactly.
Right? So that is the lens for which I think you and I approach the conversation about marketing, just simply because of our experience.